Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Tony Sterris, who's president of Clarion, and actually former president and CEO of Pergo. Tony, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful this morning. Yourself?
I'm doing fine. Actually, when will people quit introducing you as the former president and CEO of Pergo, do you think?
I hope this is the last time.
Well, it's just such a strong name. Sometimes it's good to know where you came from. But how many years now have you been with Clarion?
Well, the new ownership group took over in April of 2009, and I was with that group. In fact, I'm a member of that group from the very beginning.
Okay.
So let's use our start date of April 2009.
Okay, so a little over a year. And the reason I want to talk to you today is you were our news story yesterday because you're spending another $10 million, which is good to see investment in this current economy with sales and volume levels where they are. You obviously must foresee that there's going to be some recovery and some future demand, and so it looks like you're spending some money to be able to handle that. Why don't you talk a little bit about where that money's going?
Well, we arguably have the most modern laminate flooring plant in the industry, which is about 2 years old. And we have said very clearly that we want to be a major supplier of laminate flooring, and that requires a low-cost business model. So we wanted to create an opportunity to ensure that we would provide our partners, both those present today and in the future, that we can deliver on the promise to provide them a broad range of products at a very competitive price and compete with anyone from anywhere, regardless of whether it's domestic or international. So we felt this is a great time to take advantage of our financial position and build for what is arguably still a tough market, but somewhere in the next 2 to 3 years, the demographics tell us that housing is going to have a substantial recovery.
Mm-hmm.
So we remain optimistic. We're long-term investors, and this is a wonderful time to build on what was a very solid year for us in 2009 and an even better year in 2010.
Actually, let me comment about that. You know, in our annual report that we do in May, you actually moved up in the fifth position, and we only identify the top five. So you actually moved onto our radar screen with your total volume and displaced Wilson Art, which will soon be out of the business. In a year when, I guess, the total sales, and this is, you know, the wholesale number, was for laminate in the U.S. was under $1 billion, you guys moved up. So congratulations on that. One of the questions I wanted to ask you was, when you look at your channel strategy, and when you consider you're a manufacturer, you do have a brand name that you're building, and you could go, your options, you could go to the big boxes, you could go to the category killers like Lumber Liquidators, you could sell via the internet, you could go direct to dealer, or you could go distributor to dealer. What is Clarion's strategy for your approach to market?
Well, we have said very clearly and spell it out in our mission statement that we're going to be a customer-focused, private-branded manufacturing company.
Mm-hmm.
And by private-branded is that we are not building our own brand in terms of either consumer awareness. Clearly, we have become aware to the trade, given the fact that we have taken market share. We continue to believe we'll take market share. But our interest is really working with few important clients across both a retail spectrum, such as big box clients who have their own private brand, certain key distributors who may wish to provide their own branded as an alternative to a national branded product, as well as some very specific OEM clients, which we do today.
Mm-hmm.
So we really do not have the intention of competing with those that we're supplying product to today.
Okay.
So you will not see a Clarion effort to promote, quote-unquote, its brand. We'll let our cost and our service speak for itself.
So if your products are seen with a specialty retailer, it's usually through a distributor's brand name? Is that generally how it is?
That is correct.
Well, Tony, you know, you said a minute ago you're taking market share. Who do you consider to be your competition, and who are you taking share from?
Well, as I responded to your question on the expansion, we believe that there are changing economics to the business, and I'm not just talking price. I'm talking about working capital, the availability of credit to support working capital. So we believe that a domestic-based model has significant advantages going forward, including in competition with the Chinese, who have made major inroads and probably do account for some understating of the total market size for laminates. Mm-hmm. So we have taken market share, we believe, strongly from imports from both Europe and from China.
Okay.
And, of course, that's behind our strategy to make sure we have a very cost-competitive business model.
I don't know if you noticed today, this morning, if you looked at floordaily.net, you'd see that this main analyst in Germany that covers Fleiderer has downgraded that stock. So I found that very interesting this morning when I got up. Let me ask you, what is your unique selling proposition when you start talking about what separates Clarion from the rest of the players in the business?
Well, it's hard for me to say what separates Clarion. All I can say is what we will deliver.
Mm-hmm.
We will deliver a quality product at a price point that's consistent with what our client believes that they can pay. And we'll be very responsive. So speed to market, I believe, is a differentiating feature. We have an extremely well-schooled workforce here in Pennsylvania. We're about 2 hours northeast of Pittsburgh that is hungry for success.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe we can marshal the people component, the sense of urgency, the speed to market with a quality, well-priced product, and that's a complete package. And, of course, having a very modern, up-to-date manufacturing site that sits right next to each other with a big board plant, a state-of-the-art laminate facility, I think puts us in a unique position from any U.S.-based supplier today.
All right. Well, one last question, Tony, if you don't mind. As we look at this economy and the where sales are happening, I was actually talking to Dan Frierson the other day, and he said that if you look at the price point chart, it looks like a dumbbell. You have a lot of volume on the low end and then a lot of volume on the high end and nothing in the middle. So do you think that bodes well for the laminate business since most of the pricing in laminate is on the lower end?
I believe that there has been a significant shift in that equation over the last few months. In particular, the consumer is looking for value, and they're looking for a good-looking product at a reasonable price. Look at the success of lumber liquidators that you described earlier as a category killer.
Right.
They've done extremely well, and they continue to do well. That does not mean that the proposition for higher-valued goods is over. I do believe that there's a distinct offering in terms of visuals and performance at the higher end that doesn't exist today at the lower end, particularly in the 6-millimeter category, which is being heavily promoted throughout. So yes, I would agree it's a bit of a dumbbell market at this point in time, but hopefully there is space for a good value product in the $2 retail level, and I think that will continue to exist. But right now we're in unusual economic times.
Yeah. Okay, Tony, I appreciate it so much. I did want to talk to you since you announced your expansion. Been talking to Tony Steeris, who is president of Clarion, and you've been listening to Kemp R. in floordaily.net.